Philip Semple Peter, please indicate this date is 01/30/2023. Dictation is for Miss Amanda Hernandez. Hernandez spells H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Amanda spells A-M-A-N-D-A. Date of birth is 09/09/2007. This is a 15-year-old female. Here with throat pain, period. Patient is accompanied by mom, who said this has been going on for about a week or more. I came in today because of increased pain. Period. Chest pain is approximately 7/10 increase with swallowing. Said pain is confined to her throat and is non-radiating. Period. She denies trauma. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient also reports cough. Chest cough is productive of clear sputum. Chest cough has been going on for about 2 weeks or more and is not getting better with over-the-counter medication. Next paragraph, patient also reports increased temperature. Says she's been using over-the-counter medication for the temperature, which helped, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports increased temperature. Oh, correction. Next paragraph, past medical history. None. Past surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Next line. Social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next line. Family history is negative. Next line. Surgical history is negative. Next line. Social history negative. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above in the review of systems. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96% at room air. Blood pressure is 129 over 76. Pulse 111. Temperature 98.0. Respiration 18, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous, and edematous tonsils. Uvula is midline and mobile. No exudate. Pharynx is also erythematous and edematous, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic at 111. Next paragraph. The pulse is, respiration is 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT, normal. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous tonsils, uvula and pharynx, no exudates, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Yeah, she has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no use of accessory muscles, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate, the rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. A neuro alert oriented and three cranial nerves, two tendons, normal motor and sensory functions, and normal mood and effect, and normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is a febrile illness, number two, acute bronchitis, number three, acute pharyngitis, and number four, tachycardia, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication: amoxicillin, 250 milligrams, 1 POTID for 10 days, number 30. Next medication, Motrin, 600 milligrams, 1 POTID, PRN, for pain/fever, number 21. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none. Patient was initially offered an injection of Rocephin, but she cried and said she doesn't want it, and so we didn't. It was not given, period. Mom insisted on us giving her, but because she was so emotional, I decided not to give it to her and send her home with amoxicillin. End of dictation.